Hi, and welcome to the Thriving and Surviving podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Markson, and I'm a mum, a wife, an entrepreneur, a coach, and most importantly, I'm someone that loves to make waves, break stigmas, and challenge beliefs. Think of this podcast as a wine and cheese night with your besties, sharing your deepest and darkest thoughts and struggles, but also learning a thing or two. So whether you're thriving or just surviving, this podcast is here to enlighten you, heighten you, and most certainly brighten you. So let's dive right in, and I'm so glad you're here. And just like that, we have the third episode for 2024 because I am going to make fortnightly episodes happen for now. So we'll start with a little bit of a life update. So I've officially started my new roster at Fire. So I'm doing reduced days on the Wednesday and Thursday. So just 8-hour shifts instead of 10-hour shifts because I've got an hour travel each way. And the 12-hour shifts, I just didn't have enough time to be able to drop the girls at daycare because their daycare doesn't open till 6:30. And I have to actually leave home by 6 to be able to get to work on time for just before 7 o'clock starts. So doing shorter days now on the Wednesday and Thursday. So I've got time to drop the girls off, go to work, pick the girls up, come home, bed, bath, dinner. And then I'm doing 3 back-to-back night shifts every second weekend. And thus far, I've had Beck and Maddie and my dad cycling through watching the girls, which has been an absolute lifesaver. I don't know how I would have gotten through and paid the bills and kept a roof over our head if I didn't have all the support that I've had lately. So very, very, very grateful. What else? Oh, I got to experience the inside of the Beenleigh Magistrate Court. And let me tell you, not everyone dressed to the same caliber that my friends and I did, we'll put it that way. There were singlets and there were thongs, and neither of those have a place in the courtroom, in my opinion. But hopefully I will not have to see the inside of another one. Mowing the yard is still going really well. My lawn's looking pimp, my tan's looking absolutely great. And I feel like this week, just in the last week, it feels like I'm starting to swim again rather than just treading water, trying not to drown. So, I mean, for me, I get a lot of that drive, that fire, I suppose, from my business and competing. So throwing myself back into my clients and expanding Estro Physiques definitely has me feeling more like myself again, whereas I felt like for the last couple of months, I've just been doing enough to look after the clients that I have and keep it going, but not actually any growth. So now we're leaning back into that growth, which I'm really excited about. And I've decided to start prep 2 weeks early because I am going to be losing a couple of weeks of prep when I get my implants replaced in April because one of them is ruptured. So I've booked that in for the 17th and it's all booked, paid for, ready to go. I am kind of nervous. I'm just really glad that one of my girlfriends, arrives in about a week and a half and she's coming to stay with me for the next 3 months, which is going to be an absolute godsend with having care and sort of help with the kids. And I'll be able to, you know, early morning train again, which I never realized. I mean, I did know how much I enjoyed getting in my early morning gym sessions, but not being able to do it now and my hands being tied, I feel like I definitely took my ability to just do that for granted. So yeah, if you have the option to do it, you're lucky because, yeah, I definitely miss that. But having her come and live with me for a couple of months, I will be able to do that again because, yeah, prep has begun. So I am ready. I am nervous because there's definitely going to be a lot more obstacles this time, but I am really looking forward to the challenge. So week one so far, so good. Now, this episode, we're going to be diving into the three reasons why you aren't getting any progress. Now, this isn't just from a weight loss or a fitness perspective. These three things can be applied to any aspect, whether it is at work, whether it's in your relationship. These three, they're so broad in how you can apply them. So the first one is the I'm going to wait for mentality. So the I'm going to wait for mentality is, so in a fitness example, I'm going to wait for Monday to start. Or if it's, you know, you going out and doing something, I'm going to wait until I've lost 5 kilos before I do that. Or I'm not going to apply for that until I have a little bit more experience because I don't think that I'm ready. Chances are there is no perfect time that you need to wait for to start. You just need to get out of your own way. So I'm going to say that again. There is no perfect time to start. You just need to get out of your own way. So I'm challenging all of you, if you have something, a goal, I don't like saying dream because a dream is just a goal that you're not planning on actioning. So if you have a goal or some sort of objective in mind or something that you really want, I challenge you to start today, this absolute second. It begins now. Send the email. Sign up, whatever it is that you're on the fence with, jump in and do it. The second one, which sort of feeds in off that, is investing. Do not be afraid to invest in yourself. And sometimes ways of doing that. So I'm going to link this in from a gym perspective because I do find those examples quite easy. I have coached a lot of friends. And I've had some friends coach for free. I've had some friends pay. I used to do a lot of friends for free, but I actually stopped doing it. And not because I didn't want to help my friends or help them achieve their goals. It's because I noticed that the value people attach to something was intrinsically linked to the financial investment. So knowing that something was free, they didn't prioritize it the same than if something that they were paying for. So it's the same sort of thing as, you know, paying a whole heap of money to go to uni, where if it was free and it you could just repeat it as many times as you wanted, would you study as hard? Would you go as hard when it didn't really matter? Whereas knowing that you've got those thousands of dollars of fees coming out, you really don't want to repeat. Or if you've got that gym membership debiting out of your account, every week that you see that debit come out, that's a little reminder to get your ass to the gym. Whereas if it's free, you're kind of like, oh, well, you know, it's there. I'll do it later. There's no sense of urgency or drawback, I suppose, for not doing it because you're not just donating money for nothing. So the first bit is not being afraid to financially invest in yourself and dropping the money into it, but then also make sure that keeps you accountable. And then the third biggest thing is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's that old saying, whereas if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. So if you're wanting to see growth or you're wanting to see change or you're wanting to do something new and you're wanting to elevate yourself, you are going to have to step into different zones that you haven't been in before. And that can be really uncomfortable and really scary because we naturally gravitate to what's familiar. And that is our comfort zone. We all know our comfort zone. We're comfortable in our comfort zone, but we don't get new things. We don't challenge ourselves. I still remember the first event that I ever put my hand up to speak at. I was terrified. I was knocking back wines, trying to shake off some of the nerves, ready to absolutely vomit. I was thinking, why did you do this? Like, why did you do this to yourself? And it wasn't until I got up there and started talking, I was kind of like, I actually don't mind this. Like, this is thrilling. This is terrifying, but here I am doing it anyway. And then I remember walking off the stage and just thinking, I don't even know what I was talking about. Like, my hands were still sweating. Like, I can barely remember anything I said or anything about the event because my anxiety and nerves were so high. But I did it. And it wasn't until, and it, I didn't let it scare me. I was like, that was terrifying. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again, and it's not going to be that bad. Then I did another one and another one. And then I was like, you know, I actually enjoy this. As I got less and less nervous about it, I was still uncomfortable because that's still something that challenges me, and I find it really daunting and pretty scary. But the sense of satisfaction and the growth I feel every single time I host an event or talk an event reminds me exactly why I put my hand up to do it. And it's so funny that I'm circling back talking to this, because that was my goal for 2024, was to get back into talking and running events. So I need to listen to my own shit here, because to date, I haven't been holding true to that goal for 2024, because as I said, I've just been in this survival mode, just trying to keep my head above water. But now that I feel like I'm able to swim again, this is my own little wake-up call that I'm going to dive back into that arena. So if you are someone listening to this that runs events, or you see an event pop up that you think, man, it could be a great addition, flick it my way, because I'm going to hold myself accountable to expanding into this space in 2024. So for those of you listening, if you start moving towards something and it makes you uncomfortable, and this is obviously not a sex experience, if this is like an opportunity or opportunity, I think is a good word. If it's an opportunity and, you know, it makes you feel uncomfortable and it's unfamiliar, step into it, walk towards it, because chances are there is a whole big ass amount of growth just around the corner waiting for you to dive right into it. So that is my three biggest things that I embody and I'm really leaning into this year. This is a shorter episode, but I hope you got a lot of takeaways and it's given you something to think about. And if you have that goal, you've already started.